Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, April 17th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 830 years ago, today in 1194, Richard I, also known as Richard the Lionheart, was crowned King of England for the second time after earlier surrendering his kingdom to the Holy Roman Emperor Henry V. Richard I led a crusade to the Holy Land from 1189 to 1199, achieving notable victories culminating in the Treaty of Jaffa in 1192. Then his return was thwarted by his capture in Austria, leading to his detention by the emperor. Richard's eventual release in 1194 followed a hefty ransom. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area. This morning it's sunny and feels like 41 degrees with 5 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:57. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy day with a high near 51 and wind of 8 to 13 mph. Tonight, isolated showers before midnight and mostly cloudy with a low around 41. Chance of precipitation is 20%. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 7:30 a.m. with a low tide just before 1:30 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 47 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be mostly cloudy and cool with a high near 51 degrees and wind of 8 to 13 mph. There's a slight chance of showers Thursday night. Friday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 56 and a chance of showers arrives Friday night. Saturday will be partly sunny with a chance of showers and a high near 62. Sunday turns mostly sunny and cooler with a high near 58. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, in Falmouth, the unexpected closure of Charles Withers restaurant, Sea Salt Wine Bar, sparked local frustration as customers were left with worthless gift cards. The situation then escalated when Withers vanished, deeply troubling his pregnant wife, Ashley. Her plea on social media to locate him drew attention to the increasingly popular Facebook group, Are We Dating the Same Guy?, where women share experiences with men they've dated. These groups, while offering support and a sense of community, have also raised concerns about privacy and unintended consequences. Ashley's post led to Withers being spotted on the dating app Bumble by multiple women in Texas. This online trail uncovered that he was now working as a personal chef for none other than Taylor Sheridan, the acclaimed Hollywood writer and creator of the hit series Yellowstone. Sheridan, known for his gripping narratives about the American frontier, appears to have found a culinary confidant in Withers, whose own story could rival the dramatic arcs of Sheridan's television plots. The sub-end not only highlights the power of social media in resolving personal mysteries, but also the peculiar intersections of ordinary lives with those of high-profile personalities. Now on to sports. In a dramatic NBA play-in game, The Los Angeles Lakers managed to fend off a late rally by the New Orleans Pelicans, securing a 110-106 victory. Despite a strong performance from Zion Williamson, who scored a season-high 40 points, his night ended early due to a non-contact injury, and he did not return for the final, crucial moments of the game. This win propels the Lakers into the Western Conference playoffs as the number 7 seed, where they will face the reigning champions, the Denver Nuggets. The Pelicans, meanwhile, face an elimination game and the uncertainty of Williamson's health for their next matchup. In local sports, the Red Sox at home lost to the Guardians in extra innings, 10-7. And in national hockey, the Bruins struggled at home again and lost to the Senators, 3-1. Tonight, the Red Sox take on the Guardians in Game 3 at Fenway Park. In top news, at 91, Edward Thorpe, a legendary gambler and hedge fund manager, shares his insights on managing longevity akin to his strategies in gambling and finance. Thorpe emphasizes a balanced approach involving defense to minimize risks like cardiovascular disease through diet and regular health checkups, and offense, which includes maintaining physical activity and dietary habits that promote long-term health. He highlights the importance of strength training and aerobic exercises that contribute to his ability to do chin-ups and push-ups at his age. Thorpe also integrates scientific findings into his regimen, carefully managing his diet and incorporating supplements like calcium and vitamin D to enhance his bone density, showcasing a methodical approach to aging with vigor. In business news, Andreessen Horowitz has successfully raised over $7 billion across 5 funds, signaling a robust resurgence in interest for tech startup investments despite broader market challenges. The largest portion of this new funding, $3.75 billion, is allocated to the firm's growth fund, focusing on late-stage investments that are nearing public offering stages or require significant capital. Additionally, substantial investments are designated for sectors like artificial intelligence, apps, gaming, and sectors supporting national interests, such as aerospace and education. This fundraising achievement comes at a time when venture capital activity has notably declined, with a dramatic drop in deal volume and IPO exits since 2021. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $64,000. Ethereum is at $3,000. And Solana is $137. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The iPhone 16 Pro lineup is set to introduce significant camera enhancements, promising a richer photography experience. Notable upgrades include a 48-megapixel ultra-wide camera that improves low-light performance and detail, and expanded optical zoom capabilities in both Pro models, extending to at least 5x optical and 25x digital zoom. Additionally, a new anti-reflective coating aims to reduce lens flare, enhancing image clarity in bright conditions. Lastly, an advanced Sony sensor in the main camera will capture twice as much light, significantly boosting low-light performance. These features highlight Apple's commitment to advancing smartphone photography. And in entertainment news, Civil War, an indie film by Alex Garland, opened impressively, amassing nearly $26 million and uniting audiences across the political spectrum in an unexpected twist. Garnering equal attention from conservatives and liberals, the film challenges the division often seen in cinematic preferences, demonstrating broad appeal in both red and blue states. Interestingly, 50% of viewers identified as conservative and 50% as liberal, showcasing its widespread resonance. This outcome highlights the film's nuanced approach, avoiding political biases and sparking conversation among diverse groups. Not to mention, it's an A24 studio production, and they make some darn good movies. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from King Richard I. And the king known as Lionheart said, "Even the bravest of us loath war, and those who long for it are the most dangerous." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.